A child is born to us, and a son is given us, and his government is upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Prince of Peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Here we are again, my dear flock, with a very balmy Christmas night, at least for Wisconsin. Those of us who have lived here long enough know that it is not always this way. And so I hope you won't mind if I call to your minds a much colder and harsher Christmas night than the one we are enjoying this evening. One that took place exactly 80 years ago. It took place during the most terrible war in the history of mankind, which at long last seemed to be coming to a conclusion. But during these very hours was briefly reignited by the Third Reich's last-ditch effort to halt the Allied advance and force a favorable peace. This conflict, known to history as the Battle of the Bulge, would claim more American lives than any other single battle in World War II. Thousands of men who had written their families assuring them that they would be home alive in 45 would never follow their Christmas cards back to the States. One brave veteran of that battle did make it back to start a family and to become a part of our St. Mary's family. We cannot ask that man to share his memories with us tonight, for our dear Edward Osterbrink, our last World War II veteran, left the church militant 8 years ago to journey on to that place of eternal refreshment, light, and peace. But we can take a moment to consider what it was like for him and so many others to spend Christmas Eve of 1944 in the wasteland of Christendom, the snow-covered, piercing cold of war-torn Europe. The Germans' overwhelming surprise attack had been staged just 1 week before, and it was a total success. The Germans pierced deep into the Ardennes region between Belgium and Luxembourg, while the heavy snow kept the Allied air forces grounded and powerless to track enemy movements or mount a retaliation. It seemed that the Germans might indeed achieve their bold objective, to cut off the Allied supply line at the port of Antwerp, divide and encircle the Allied armies, inflict massive casualties, and enforce a negotiated peace on terms favorable to the Axis powers. And right up until Christmas Eve, their westward advance continued largely unchecked. At two lonely points, Eisenborn Ridge on the northern side of the offensive and the city of Bastogne to the south, the Americans dug in, slowed the German onslaught, and stubbornly refused to withdraw, despite the threat of total annihilation. No relief was in sight. This brutal and murderous war, which had already raged for 5 long years, wasn't over after all. I suspect the mind of the common soldier on either side, on Christmas Eve 1944, was something along these lines. There is no peace on earth. There will never be an end to war. For among men, there is no goodwill, only hatred and cruelty. Christmas Day brought an end to the snow, and the Allied warplanes roared to life while Patton's glorious Third Army arrived in Bastogne to rescue their brave compatriots. 5 months later, the war would be over in Europe, and 3 months after that in the Pacific. The world was officially at peace, and there was now no doubt that men were living in the American century. On this holy night, when God came into the world as a babe, the whole world slept under the material peace of another world power, a pagan empire. The Pax Romana was to provide all the peace that man would ever need. But this little babe grew up in the midst of that Roman world, and when he was grown up, said one day to his disciples, "Peace, I leave you. My peace, I give you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled." The great Roman peace went the way of all empires. Other kingdoms followed, but none could give the peace they promised. The Pax Americana has been no different. Yet every Christmas, whether in 1944 or 2024, we join our voices with those of the angels in proclaiming glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. We pray for this peace at every Mass. "The peace of the Lord be always with you. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us peace." The great prophet Isaiah, who foretells the coming of this Prince of Peace, tells us later in his prophecy just what this peace is that the child will bring. "Despised and the most abject of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with infirmity, and his look was as it were hidden and despised, whereupon we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our infirmities and carried our sorrows, and we have thought him as it were a leper, and as one struck by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that brings us peace. And by his stripes we are healed." The prince who was born tonight, though by rights he should find his first crib in the palace of his ancestor David, is content to share a stall with beasts. Never will he have a place to lay his head, for he will ever be at work to establish his peace. He comes not to conquer men's lands and riches, but to win their hearts. He shall never wear a crown of gold, for he shall be fitted with a crown of thorns. His government shall not be upon the backs of other men, but upon his own shoulder as he makes his sorrowful way. He shall never sit on a throne, for he shall reign from a tree. He comes not to live, but to die. Before he comes to reign at the end of time as a lion, he comes as a lamb of sacrifice to give the peace the world can never give, the redemption of our souls from the cruel reign of sin. If we possess this peace of soul, the endless warfare of the world can do nothing to us. If Christ is born in us this night, we have died to sin and seek henceforth only eternal peace. Prince of Peace, come and take birth in our hearts and bring light and justice to our darkened world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.